Uncertainty and risk are often used interchangeably in everyday conversation, but they are not the same. And confusing them can lead to poor decisions, missed opportunities, and unnecessary fear. Risk refers to situations where the possible outcomes are known and where probabilities can be estimated. Uncertainty, on the other hand, describes situations where outcomes may be unknown, probabilities cannot be confidently assigned, and the future cannot be reliably modeled. In other words, risk is measurable, uncertainty is not. This distinction matters because it shapes how we plan, how we act, and how we grow. Insurance companies understand risk better than almost any other industry. Their entire business depends on the ability to quantify it. Using actuarial science, insurers examine vast historical data sets to estimate how likely certain events are to occur. Car accidents, house fires, medical claims, or natural disasters. They don't need to know which specific house will burn down or which driver will crash. They only need to know how often those events occur across large populations. With those probabilities, they can price policies, manage reserves, and remain profitable. This is risk, uncertainty that has been tamed by data, patterns, and statistical predictability. Uncertainty enters when we move into territory where data is incomplete, context is changing, or the situation is fundamentally new. There is always uncertainty in doing something new, starting a relationship, trying a new restaurant, accepting a new job, or learning a new skill. You may have some clues, recommendations, intuition, prior experience, but you cannot calculate the odds of success with the precision of an insurance policy. You may not even know all the possible outcomes. The experience itself changes you, and the environment can shift in response. That is why uncertainty feels more emotionally charged than risk. It includes the possibility of surprise. Venture startups represent the pinnacle of uncertainty. A startup is often pursuing a market that doesn't fully exist yet, building a product customers can't articulate, or competing in an ecosystem that evolves weekly. The assumptions behind the business, pricing, distribution, customer behavior, competitive dynamics, are all moving targets. Trying to calculate the odds like an insurance company is nearly impossible. Yet startups still succeed, not because uncertainty disappears, but because founders learn how to navigate it intelligently. The key mindset shift is to break uncertainty down into elements rather than treating it as a single intimidating cloud. Instead of asking, "Will this work?" ask, "What parts of this are unknown? Is it the customer problem, the solution, the acquisition channel, the timing, or the ability of the team to execute?" Each element can be tested. A relationship can be explored through honest conversations and shared experiences. A new job can be de-risked by talking to future teammates, clarifying expectations, and running small experiments in the role. A startup can test demand with prototypes, landing pages, pilots, or pricing experiments. The point is not to eliminate uncertainty, but to transform it into learnable questions. Equally important is to avoid prejudging. Uncertainty often triggers assumptions. This won't work. I'm not good at this, or people won't like it. These are stories, not evidence. Testing replaces storytelling with data. Learning replaces fear with curiosity. And because uncertainty is dynamic, the right strategy is adaptability. Pivot when evidence shows your assumptions were wrong, or persevere when evidence shows traction. That's not how insurance companies manage risk. It's how humans grow into the unknown.